Leading figures from the United Nations have been meeting in Switzerland to chart a solution to dramatic food price increases. The rises have caused hunger and riots in poorer countries around the world. A number of countries across Asia have suspended rice exports amid fears that insufficient domestic supplies could lead to acute instability. Nicholas Minot is senior researcher at the Washington-based Institute for Food Policy Research. He told us more about some of the causes and what the international community can do in the short and longer term to alleviate the shortages affecting poor nations.
Outside of agriculture, we have extremely high prices of oil. This has two effects, agricultural prices. One is it pushes up the cost of producing and transporting agricultural commodities. In addition to that, we now have a second link, and that is through the whole biofuels market, that as the price of oil goes up, biofuels become more profitable, and farmers are increasingly growing particularly maize for production of ethanol and other types of biofuels. Somewhat puzzling thing is that the rice price has gone up so far and so quickly, and yet there hasn't really been a supply shock. The countries that are suffering the most are the ones that are poor, and so therefore food and grains in particular are an important part of their budgets. There are some steps that the international community can take to soften the impact. In the short run, food importers probably make sense for them to reduce the import tariffs on rice and maize and wheat. Also, I think there's some need for international cooperation or pressure to encourage the exporting countries to refrain from limiting their exports.